The Haines State Trooper post will go vacant due to looming budget cuts, and Haines planners work toward loosening building height restrictions. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories up next. Another ripple effect from state budget cuts hits Haines this month. The Chilkat Valley is losing its only non-wildlife state trooper. The head of Alaska State Troopers says the position will go unfilled until his department knows whether its budget will be reduced again. If it is, the Haines Trooper post might close for good. The Haines Blue Shirt Trooper is the main law enforcement officer for areas outside of the town site. The trooper serves communities up the Haines Highway, including Klukwan, and residents who live out Mud Bay and Lutak Roads. Starting December 15th, those areas will see a different level of service. Trooper Andrew Neeson is leaving, and to save money, the department is holding off on filling the job.
We're to the point that we can't give any more.
Colonel James Cockrell leads the Department of Public Safety's Trooper Division.
And until, you know, we either get more funding or more trooper positions, we're going to continue to have to look at areas where we don't provide a trooper in. And Haines would be the next one, unfortunately.
Cockrell says since the state budget crisis started, his department has eliminated 32 trooper positions and taken a $7 million reduction to its enforcement budget.
And we kind of expect to take some more cuts this session. So we're evaluating all our posts. We've currently closed Gertwood Post, Danilchik, McGrath, and Talkeetna, and Haines would be our next post we would close if we continue to take the cuts we've been taking.
That's why Cockrell decided to wait and see what happens this legislative session before deciding on the fate of the Haines trooper position. He says although other posts have been cut already, Haines is the only one currently in this kind of limbo. Cockrell says it's partly because of the caseload the Haines trooper deals with in comparison to other areas. And Haines does have other law enforcement options.
Plus, there is a police department there. Plus, we have an Alaska Wildlife Trooper there that's a fully commissioned Alaska State Trooper that can handle the criminal complaints that we have out of that area.
The activity levels warrant the post being filled.
Haines Police Chief Heath Scott points to statistics that show a spike in the number of Haines court cases, indicating an increase in the number of crimes. The stats were included in a letter Mayor Jan Hill sent to Cockrell Friday.
We want to compel them to consider this a necessary and important post.
Scott says, in general, the four HPD officers respond to townsite crimes and troopers respond to crimes in the more far-flung parts of the borough. But the two agencies work together on more serious calls.
I'll tell you this. He's backed me up on calls. He's backed up every one of our officers on this department on priority calls, as we have backed him up. And even losing just one individual in this region is going to make our community less safe.
Without a regular enforcement trooper here, Colonel Cockrell says emergency calls will go to Haines' one brown shirt or wildlife trooper. Wildlife troopers have the same authority to respond to non-wildlife related crimes, but wildlife and state troopers are two separate divisions. Cockrell says less pressing crimes like thefts would be handled by Juneau state troopers.
It's not anything different that we don't deal with in rural Alaska, where we don't have troopers in every community. We get them there when we can, and when the search of the crime dictates us to get there in an emergency, we try to do our best to get there. We just don't have the number of troopers that we need to cover this state, and that's just plainly spoken. We just don't.
Trooper Neeson's last day is December 15th. Cockrell says he will likely wait until April, when the legislative session is over, to make a decision about filling the post. He says if everything goes perfectly and he can afford to bring a trooper back to Haines, the earliest that person would start is probably August of 2017. That means, best case scenario, Haines is left without a trooper for 7 months. Worst case scenario, the days of the Chilkat Valley having a local blue shirt trooper are over. Police Chief Scott plans to hold town hall meetings in Haines and at Mosquito Lake to discuss the loss of trooper service. The tentative date is December 20th. Haines residents looking to build their own homes could have the opportunity to go a little higher soon. At its last meeting, the Planning and Zoning Commission voted to change a number of building height restrictions in borough code. KHNS's Abby Collins reports.
Right now, there are few exceptions to the 30-foot height restriction on buildings in Haines. Commissioner Brenda Josephson wanted to know why. Here she is at Thursday's meeting.
I was trying to understand why we had a 30-foot height restriction throughout all the zoning districts in the town site, and I wasn't able to discover any explanation, any reason, we considered this and we came up with this for these reasons.
Josephson referenced height restrictions in other communities in the state. She looked at Sitka, Cordova, and Juneau. What she found was that the most restrictive height in those communities is 35 feet, and it's common to have different rules based on zoning district. She proposed increasing the limit. That would change things for everywhere except the Mud Bay and Lutac rural residential zones, and the general use zone. Mud Bay and general use have no height restrictions, and Lutac's limit is already set to 35 feet.
I'm proposing that we change to 35 foot. The argument might be, well, why 35? Why not higher in the different districts? I think that that's a good starting point.
Chair Rob Goldberg said the current height limit has been an issue for some members of the community.
I don't know who put this 30-foot limit in and or when it happened, but it's caused a lot of problems. I mean, we've got an abandoned building right there on Main Street because of that height limit resulted in a lawsuit, and the building is just standing there empty.
He said he doesn't object to Josephson's proposal, but he did want to consider those people that have already had to deal with the current limits.
I think that looking at changing the height limit in some of the zones, like in the industrial zone, I think it would be very easy for an industrial building to exceed 30 feet. I don't have any problem with raising the limit there, and maybe in some of the other zones. I have a little bit harder time thinking about changing it for residential just because of what we've made people go through to stay under that limit.
Commissioner Donnie Turner questioned the need to change the restrictions. He said he's never heard complaints about it not being high enough. In fact, he said it's the opposite.
All the negative I've heard, all the complaints that I've ever heard is being that the 30 foot is too high.
Borough Planner Holly Smith said she was concerned about implementing an overall increase when requests to build higher could be looked at individually.
I think that maybe the code that we have now probably works okay, and that we can do this on a case-by-case basis, whereas if we open it up to 35, it could be an issue because we don't know what it's going to do to view sheds, like in certain areas of town.
But Josephson said the code as it is now does not work, because it does not allow people in residential buildings to apply for a conditional use permit if the builder wants to go higher than 30 feet. She suggested keeping it at 30 feet for the single residential zone, but allowing residents to apply for a conditional use permit. That would allow the commission to look at requests on a case-by-case basis. Commissioner Lee Hein-Miller said that process would put a lot of scrutiny on proposals.
The variance processes, you know, or conditional use, either one, is pretty restrictive as far as letting your neighbors come in and weigh in on the issue.
The planners decided to break it down by zone, relaxing the height restrictions across the board. The only zones that would stay at 30 feet are the single residential, commercial, and waterfront zones. But people building in those areas would be able to apply for a conditional use permit if they wanted a taller structure. The most dramatic change is raising the height restriction in light and heavy industrial zones from 30 to 50 feet. The public will have a chance to weigh in on the proposal at a hearing in January. Reporting in Haines, I'm Abby Collins.
For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.